Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Did you know that giraffes only need 40 minutes of sleep a night? But humans need anywhere from 7 to 12 hours. If that feels like a tall order, it doesn't have to be. Start with sleeping 1 hour more one night a week and avoid screen time 1 hour before bedtime. Soon, you'll be waking up to a better lifestyle. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. Well, cash cattle trade remaining generally disappointing, with cash values falling $2 to $3 in the north, $1 to $2 lower here in our part of the country. The late week support in live cattle and feeder cattle futures on Friday, this past Friday, should help, though, to rekindle steady to higher market expectations as packers and feeders continue to focus on moving and securing cattle numbers, at least for the coming weeks. Bids and asking prices are expected to remain quiet through most of the day today, but the direction of futures and box beef prices will go a long way in helping to regain last week's losses. Meanwhile, nearby lean hog futures quickly put an end to the two-week market slide seen during early January in the hog futures. This is helping to create renewed buyer support in the complex and bring increased buyer interest back to the table. The ability for spot month hog futures to hold prices near or above $68 is expected to bring about increased buyer support through the entire complex and stimulate further market interest here today. Well, higher wheat prices overnight as most contracts have made a push back toward the highs posted early Monday evening. Buying support stemmed from sharp gains witnessed in Paris milling wheat futures over the holiday break, while Black Sea wheat futures also tacked on additional gains. Bulls continue to point toward the Russian export tax situation as a reason to buy wheat, although we are less convinced of its outright bullishness. Mixed corn prices overnight as old crop contracts mostly see follow-through selling, while new crop forward contracts feature gains. The combination of beneficial weather in South America, as well as the push to record length held by the managed fund community, seems to be enough to give the trade pause, at least for the time being. And moderate to heavy selling across the soy complex overnight, with losses being led by soy oil, although most contracts have rallied away from lows witnessed early in the evening session. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV. Calf raises at work. Shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
February live cattle up 70 cents at the close Friday, 112.77. April was up 97, 118.20. March feeder cattle up 245, 135.82. April up 230 at 138.30. February hogs up 162 at 67.92. April up 57, 72.65. Kansas City wheat, March up 6.5 Friday, 643. May up 6 cents, 646. Chicago wheat, March up 5.5, 675.5. And the May was up 5.5, 675. 76.5. March corn down 2 3/4 at 531.5. May was down 3 cents at 534 3/4. March soybeans down 13 3/4 at 1416 3/4. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.